Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are learning more about what led up to Hertz reversing its course on the adoption of electric vehicles. Now, the car rental company had initially signed a deal with Tesla to provide 100,000 EVs. David, you were covering the story. It sounded like a good idea. What happened?
Well, everything that went wrong, or that could have gone wrong, did. So it started off badly. People just didn't want to rent these as often as Hertz thought. And they really went in aggressively with this. They had plans to buy 100,000 vehicles. They started with 20,000, eventually got as many as 35,000. And they'd never really experimented with how consumers would rent these and what repair costs would be like and all the things you need to know when you're going to rent out a huge fleet of cars. So the first thing was people just didn't want them as much. They were worried about finding chargers when they're out in a city where they don't live, and a lot of people just didn't own them already, and didn't really want to deal with this when they're on vacation or on a business trip where they need to run around to a lot of meetings. So that was problem number one. Number two was people aren't used to driving EVs. They're very fast, and when you take your foot off the accelerator, they start braking before you touch the brake pedal. And it's not super aggressive with a Tesla, but it was different. And so they had a lot of little fender benders, and repairing Teslas costs a lot of money. And the third thing was Tesla had massive price cuts, which also reduces the value of the cars in Hertz's fleet when they go to sell them on the used market later on. And they had to take big charges to account for that. So really everything, it was a loser with consumers. It was expensive to repair them. And it was a big hit when they went to resell the cars.
So they still have the fleet, or did somebody who wanted an EV get a good deal?
Bit of both. They've been selling the cars down, and their plan is to, they don't want to get rid of all of them. They want to get rid of most of them by the end of 2024. So they've sold a bunch so far, but I think the goal was to sell 20,000 to start, and they want to wind that down by the end of the year. And they won't be buying any new ones, I don't think, or very few. So they really want to reduce their exposure to electric vehicles.
Do you think it was really a matter of them not doing enough homework?
Absolutely. Look, Enterprise and Avis, both, you can rent Teslas from them. But I pulled public filings from Avis, and they don't even list Tesla as one of the major companies they buy cars from. But you can buy, or rather, you can rent a Tesla from Avis. That tells you they have a very, very small number of them. And like, that's a prudent thing to do, because they can have a few at every airport and maybe some of their suburban locations, see how often they're rented out. Rental car companies do measure revenue per day for their vehicles. They measure utilization. And, you know, in good quarters, utilization is 80 to 82% of the time the cars are loaned out. It'll never be 100. It'll never even be 90, because you need to have excess cars for certain peaks throughout the week. But they were significantly lower than that. But yeah, if you have a small fleet and you can test it, you know how often people rent them out. You can track damage. You can track insurance costs. There are all kinds of things you can do to get a view to when you need to add more of these vehicles, if ever, to your fleet.
So there may eventually be a demand then for EV car rentals.
I think there will. It's right now we're at a really an inflection point for electric vehicles, not just with rental car companies, but with consumers who want to buy them. And you know, we saw the rapid growth over the past few years, mostly expensive EVs by wealthier consumers and early adopters who probably have several different kinds of vehicles in their garage. They may not rely on that EV every day for driving around, or if they do, they don't take it on road trips. They have something else for that. Getting into the mass market's tougher because EVs are expensive, and as the prices are coming down, we'll see if people who use the same vehicle every day and for road trips want to buy these vehicles. I think they will, but it's just taking longer than car companies and Hertz thought. So if people don't want to buy them, they're not necessarily crazy about renting them. They offered me one when I was in the Florida Keys last year, and I looked where the chargers were, and big bank of Tesla chargers around middle of the Keys, but you know, that's a 2-hour drive, and it didn't seem convenient, and you know, you don't want to be mid Keys and can't get a charge, and they have to sled that thing out of there and bring you another car. That's not good for anyone. So I just took a Chevy Equinox that ran on gasoline.
Yeah, I know. When you're on vacation, you don't want to have to. You want it to be a no-brainer. That is Bloomberg's David Welch. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.